whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voiceover Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. It's better to die on the dirt instead of living like a corpse. A quote from Sultan Hasanuddin. Listener, Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in a god that creates the earth and the ocean that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. For those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the rooster of the East. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So as we know in any kind of government that if the central government has a program, it's supposed to be supported by the regional governments as well. And this is what is being done by the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Bima Arya Sugiarto, who is urging the governments in the region or the sub-national governments to accelerate national priority programs, namely the free health screenings and the development of the 3 million houses which require support from regional heads. And the Deputy Minister emphasized that the success of these programs will rely highly on several key factors, such as clear instruction from regional heads so that prompt actions can be taken. And the subnational governments will also need to allocate funds from regional budget or even from CSR scheme for the program of 3 million affordable houses.
Jelas bagiku ini tak coming to catch you, babe, you better get ready. 180 miles an hour like I'm in a Maserati. You better let me know, cause I'ma be your Kobe. You can be my Shaq, we can bring the Toby back to the city. Girl, you're so pretty and I'm about to catch you with me. My love ain't me, but I can be your Mickey. Be my Wonderland, I can be your one and only man.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Shanti, berharap tak berpisah, or expecting, or wishing. How do we translate this song actually? Berpisah is going different ways. Yeah, it's about breaking up. The song itself is about breaking up. Quite ironic that imagine if you are someone having a partner, that partner makes a lot of mistakes, you keep forgiving them. But on the other hand, when you do one mistake, suddenly they cannot forgive you at all. Imagine if that happens. It's unfair, but it always happens like that, which is quote unquote a little bit normal in the dynamics of human life. But we wish that everything can be more constructive and also more positive in relationship, not only between people but also between countries, in which Indonesia also reaffirm our commitment to supporting Palestine through a lot of things like diplomacy, humanitarian aid and assistance in the reconstruction of Gaza. And reported by RRI.co.id, our Foreign Minister Sugiono made this statement when receiving the Palestinian President Special Envoy Mahmoud Al-Habash in Jakarta on Monday. And the meeting between the two addressed recent developments in Palestine and the challenges faced in Gaza, the West Bank, East Jerusalem, particularly concerning issues related to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Meanwhile, the Special Envoy Al-Habash conveyed his appreciation for Indonesia's unwavering support for Palestine's struggle, extending particular thanks to the Indonesian government and Indonesian people for the humanitarian aid, especially for the residents in Gaza.
Katakanlah, takkan pernah ku tinggalkan kau sendiri. Tersenyumlah, agar ku tahu kau bahagia bersamaku. Bernyanyilah, ku ingin dengar suara indahmu itu. Dengar aku, mengertilah aku bahagia bersamamu. Tak mudah jujur untuk ungkapkan agar kau mengerti yang ku rasakan. Tak sulit seharusnya aku tunjukkan. When I say I love you, I really do. You know I really, really do. Suara indahmu itu, jangan kau ragu, mengertilah ku bahagia bersamamu. Tak mudah jujur untuk ungkapkan agar kau mengerti yang ku rasakan. Tak sulit seharusnya aku tunjukkan. I really do. You know I really, really do. Ku hanya ingin kau untuk percaya, ini bukan sekedar kata-kata. Ku hanya harap kau juga merasa. Oh, rasa cinta yang sama. Sekedar kata. juga merasa oh rasa cinta yang sama. Sorry itu.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
After this song by Monita Tahalia, memulai kembali or restarting, we'll listen to the story about Angklung.
Matahari sudah di penghujung petang. Ku lepas hari dan sebuah kisah tentang dengan pilu yang dahulu melingkupiku. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama. Sebuah janji terbentang di langit biru. Janji yang datang bersama pelangi. Angan dengan pilu pun perlahan-lahan menghilang. Dan kabut sendu pun berganti. Terima kasih.
is Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, a bit too recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Saung Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when Angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri nggak tahu itu kapan ya.
The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain repelong. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis.
Jengjung, 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 jengjung.
Itu dipergunakan untuk...
Initially, there was no tone, no salendro, nor pelok. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jenggon jreng gon jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don jreng, don jreng, don jreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Daeng Sutigna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Daeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Daeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Eric, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year, and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again, so second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music, because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon.
Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Heydara from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heida. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why, when I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa pattern. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as world cultural heritage will be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO, kalau nanti evaluasi.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing this concern, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya...
In order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung-related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang...
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian,
because I think the conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist Angklung, Daeng Oktasiani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, Angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Angklung is like this.
selagu disco yang buat aku kosong. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong.
Yes, I want you and I need you to tell us how you think about our program. You can send it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130, or to our mobile application @RRI Digital. And if you do not want to miss updates coming from The Voice of Indonesia, make sure to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and then the TikTok and Instagram VOI_official.
Sayang.
Voice of Indonesia. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian government has successfully repatriated 449 male and 105 female Indonesian citizens who were victims of online scams. The Indonesian citizens were successfully repatriated from Myanmar after experiencing hostage taking and violence while working under an online scam syndicate. The detail by Andy Romdoni.
The Indonesian government has successfully repatriated 554 Indonesian citizens from Myanmar who were victims of online scams. The repatriation of all Indonesian citizens was carried out in three batches. The first and the second batches arrived in Indonesia on Tuesday, while the third batch will arrive on Wednesday. Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan, after welcoming the arrival of the first batch of Indonesian citizens at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang, Banten, said that the repatriation of the Indonesian citizens was the result of a silent operation carried out by the Indonesian government through various parties in collaboration with the governments of Thailand and China. According to him, in addition to being held hostage, the Indonesian citizens have experienced violence by the online scam syndicate.
Selama mereka bekerja di markas sindikat online scamming ini, para
while working at the headquarters of this online scamming syndicate, the victims who were Indonesian workers had experienced various pressures, physical violence such as beatings and electric shocks, and were threatened to have their organs taken if the targets given by the cartels or dealers could not be met. Their passports were also taken, and they were also prohibited from communicating outside, including with their families. Budi Gunawan further explained that Indonesian citizens would undergo a recovery process in Jakarta for 3 days before being returned to their families. The Indonesian citizens would be temporarily accommodated to receive logistical assistance, health services and psychosocial assistance from the Indonesian government so that they could recover physically and mentally before returning home. Andi Romdoni reporting.
Commission 12 of Indonesian House of Representatives encourages PT Indonesia Battery Corporation or IBC to accelerate the downstreaming of nickel batteries to reduce dependence on fuel oil imports and achieve net zero emission targets. As quoted from DPR.go.id YouTube channel in Jakarta on Monday, Commission 12 Chairman Bambang Patijay emphasized the importance of developing domestic battery industry because in hearing with the House's Commission 12, IBC revealed that 40-45% of the raw materials for electric vehicle batteries come from Indonesian nickel. However, most of the production process is still carried out in China.
Dengan adanya pengembangan pabrik baterai ini, ya,
Kita berharap nanti
with the development of this battery factory, we hope that later electric vehicles can also be developed further in Indonesia. In this way, the connection is, for example, if we want to reduce our level of fossil energy usage, we will reduce oil gradually. And of course, we will provide space for the battery ecosystem to develop with all kinds of products, one of which is the electric vehicles.
A member of House's Commission 12, Menteri Citra Wardani, shared the same opinion. She said paying attention to the supporting infrastructure of electric vehicles is important so that this energy transition runs effectively. And according to her, full support is given so that Indonesia is not only a follower in the development of global battery technology, but also a major player. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'd like to say hello for people who are still listening to our broadcast on vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. And right now I'd like to also greet the people watching from the RRI Net channel. A lot of things coming from Indonesia is going to be available on our broadcast, including something related to the Nurse Days and many more related to Indonesia. But first, let's listen to this one. We have Mondo Gascaro with April.
April, di pasar senja dan kemarau silam, angin sampaikan mimpiku padanya. Semusim kala bersemi